Good morning, and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
As they say, we're having church now. Good job. Welcome, welcome, welcome to First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home, Arkansas. We are glad you're in worship with us this morning and you have come out to spend this time in this beautiful place and space. And we want to say welcome to our radio, TV, and our internet broadcast as they are tuning in as well. We hope and pray that you are getting a powerful experience through that connection. We are glad that you're here today. I'm Brother Keith. I'm the senior pastor here at First United Methodist Church. And it's my honor and the privilege to serve here. And if it's your first time visiting, we are glad you're with us. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to grab me or any of the staff. They have little silver badges. Or you can grab somebody that's got a lanyard around their neck. There's a good chance they're going to have a good bit of information to help out. So anyway, or they'll know how to get you hooked up to help out. Lots of announcements real quick today that we want to cover and make sure that we do cover. One is, don't forget to sign your registers, the little red books that are there in the pews. That helps us keep up with folks. We greatly appreciate your help there. Also, the beautiful flowers you see here are presented by Fran Long in memory of her brother and sister-in-law, Dick and Donna Long. So we deeply appreciate those, Miss Fran. And the autumn colors are just spectacular. Thanksgiving baskets, we're still in need of your help there. As of last Sunday, we had collected, get this, 290 baskets. Good job. So we're working on 350, and I'm not sure what the total is from last Sunday till now, but I know it surely have crept up some during the week, and we appreciate your giving to that. Each one of those baskets goes out to feed a family during Thanksgiving. Now, you think about that, 350 households. That's a lot of folks, isn't it? So fantastic. So we're still in needing help there. Along with needing help, Wesley Kitchen still is in need of help, to people to help on Thursday afternoons. Service time to help in that area, any time would be great. They'd be grateful to have you. They start at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoons, and you don't have to be there the whole time, but just whatever time you could spare. And they're there from about 2 to about 7. That's a 5 hours total. But anytime you could volunteer to be there with them would be wonderful. If you have any questions, get a hold of Sarah Jones or Russ Jones, or just call the office and we'll get you set up. And we'll be sure to get you plugged in with them. So we are in need of some extra hands there. Okay, this evening we have a 5 o'clock meal planned. It's a pot, not a potluck, it's pot faith. We're going to have faith. You're going to bring the right thing tonight. And no pressure on that, huh? So tonight at 5 o'clock, we'll be having a potluck. And at that meeting, we're going to announce what we've collected so far on the pledge cards. These right here. If you did not bring yours with you today, no fear. We've got copies. We make plenty of these. And and this is kind of like, it even works if it's like the good old days. You remember used to be in some businesses in small towns, they just have counter checks that were sitting at businesses in some of the smaller towns. I don't know if you remember those times, but you could write out your account number on it and just buy something. And then, anyway, we can do that here, too. Just put it on a piece of paper. That's all it takes. But we'll collect those at the end of service today in the last song. And we'll ask God to bless them. And then tonight at 5 o'clock, we'll report on how many we've collected so far. Now, it's a process. It takes about a month to get all these in. And as well tonight, we're going to launch and talk about our new mission and vision statement for First United Methodist. You want to be here for that. It's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. And we are optimistic and hopeful for our church in the coming years. So come on out and join us tonight with that. And we'll promise to make it as quick as we can, but yet as meaningful as we can as well. With that in mind, I'm happy to report that as of last year's conference to this year's charge conference, which is how we as the church keep records, as of today, we have added 42 new members to our roles. I didn't know if you're aware of that. So we're real thrilled about that. This morning, we added a beautiful family, Billy and Ashley Thompson and their son, William, to our church. And he works for First Security Bank. I said it right here. And so if you see them in the community, be sure to give them a hug. So it's God has blessed us this year. So we've got that part covered. Good. We are doing a book fair. If you didn't get a chance to get out there and check that out in the UMAC, please do so. The proceeds go toward the children's ministry, and as well, I haven't forgot you, Carolyn, I promise. The proceeds, I have it written down. The proceeds go to the children's ministry and the Head Start program together. So Carolyn was standing up to make sure I didn't forget. UMW, please be here at 4 o'clock this evening to help with setup for the meal. Is that what you're standing up about? Okay, all right. She's got my back. So anyway, and I appreciate the UMW. If you don't know what that means angels. No, United Methodist Women. They are a force that can truly get things done. So, okay. Wow, there was a lot of things in there to cover, and I hope that I got it all. Oh, prayer request. Please be in the prayer for a former church member here and still someone who's deeply connected, Margaret Stammer. Please keep her in your prayers and close to your heart, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her, of course. So, all right. Are there any other announcements? I'm looking at you, Terry. Okay, you're my backup person now, so... Anyway, well, I have to say it's my honor and privilege to have Dr. Tyson assisting with the service today. And if you don't know, he is a retired elder in the United Methodist Church and one of our own. And so if the speaker today looks just a little more holy, maybe that's it. but we are proud to have him with us today to help out and to be part of the service. Would you bow your heads with me? Let's have a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this morning that we have to come, to gather, to worship, to sing, to pray, to hear your word, to be inspired, and yes, Lord, to be convicted as well. Lord, bless us now as we go through this hour of worship. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Angels all around. page 881, we turn now and confirm our faith. I believe Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Now lift our hearts together in prayer. God, the one who has created us and all around us and given to us so much, we thank you for your gifts. But God, we must confess that we have not always used those gifts, not in the way that you would have us. Forgive us as we have done things our way and not yours. God, we are grateful for so many things. And we lift to you not only our lives and ask for your guidance and your help, but we lift to you for your guidance, the church. May we as the church know your direction. And the world, each nation in the world, we lift these to you and ask that somehow they might hear your word. They might know your guidance. We lift those who are ill. We lift those who are outside the church, but wondering what to do. And God, as we think about what you have given us, as we think about who we are, as we think about relating to you and to others in love and care, we give ourselves to you. Take us and use us. Use us as you need. Thank you, God. Thank you for being here, for our ability to feel your presence. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Love that old song. It's one of the first ones I learned to play on the piano. Let us be in the spirit of prayer. Gracious God, we thank you now that we can give back to your church. Lord, we know we are giving not to a building, and we're not giving to the light bill necessarily. We are giving to your ministry. We are giving a portion and a small gift to make the difference in this world, to change and to transform lives, to teach the youngest to the most mature in life about your son Jesus. God, take these gifts today, multiply them, and use them for your kingdom. We ask your blessing upon the gift and the giver. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
We didn't check this today. There's a great verse in the Bible that says, "The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And a lot of people are saying now that that is really the case right now because of the internet. Because people, any place in the world that have a computer can read the Bible and read wonderful sermons and so forth. But technology is not my friend. I'm not singing what's listed because of thumb drives and downloads and all of this. It was like a demonic plot to keep me from singing that, which was perfect for this Sunday. So I had to do a fallback song, and Shirley was good enough to meet with me this morning, and we put this together at 5 after 10. So keep your hearts open. If there are mistakes, forgive me.